The playoffs are here for the New England Patriots. The Pats are prepping to face the Los Angeles Chargers in the AFC divisional round on Sunday. The Chargers come to town after beating the Baltimore Ravens last week. The Chargers finished as a wild card team, but this year posted a better regular season record than the Pats. So, will a balanced Chargers team cut New England's postseason short, or will the Pats go to the AFC championship game in a week for the eighth straight time? Our football analyst Mike Reese joins us now to preview Sunday's playoff matchup. He covers the Pats for ESPNBoston.com. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for having me.
So let's start at the top with the quarterbacks. The Patriots' Tom Brady versus the Chargers' Philip Rivers. The two have faced each other seven times in both the regular season and the postseason, and Tom Brady has won all seven games. But many people see them as pretty evenly matched this season going into Sunday's game. What's your take on this matchup?
The history, well, it favors Tom Brady, shouldn't be a big factor in this game. Both of these quarterbacks are very experienced. To think that this is Tom Brady's 38th career playoff game is simply remarkable. And while Philip Rivers hasn't played as much playoff football over his career, he's played a lot of football overall, and this moment won't be too big for him.
On offense, what are the Pats' biggest challenges this weekend?
The biggest challenges for the Patriots' offense is going to be how to manage the Chargers' pass rush. They have two pass rushers in Melvin Ingram and Joey Bosa who are extremely disruptive. They're very fast, very quick, and so the offensive linemen up front protecting Tom Brady have one of their biggest challenges of the season with those two. And one of the things the Patriots often do to combat that is try to get the ball out of Tom Brady's hands quickly. They have to be on time. He can't be holding on to the ball.
There have been times this season when Tom Brady and the offense have not looked sharp at all. You and I have talked about that after various games. Are there still question marks for you about their effectiveness in performing?
There are still questions, and the biggest one would be, do they have enough explosiveness at wide receiver? They'll go into this playoff game with Julian Edelman, Chris Hogan, Philip Dorsett, and Cordarrelle Patterson. Tom Brady's going to need his targets to be ready to go, and the question would be, does he have enough at that position?
In the Chargers' wild card game last Sunday, their offense scored 23 points against Baltimore, but it sure seemed like it sputtered at times. What's the likelihood they'll play better against the Pats?
That defense they were going up against in Baltimore is arguably the best in the National Football League. And while the Patriots' defense is good, especially at home, I would say it rates lower than that Baltimore team we saw. And there's one statistic that is telling to pass along about this Chargers offense. They had 96 explosive plays this year, defined as a rush of 15 yards or more or a pass of 20 yards or more, second most in the NFL. So not giving up the big play will be critical for the Patriots defense against that tough Chargers offense.
The Pats defense is healthy. What's the key in stopping the Chargers' running game then?
The Chargers' top running back, Melvin Gordon, is ailing. He's not 100%. So the way to stop the running game, one, is hope that he's certainly not at his best, but also control the line of scrimmage up front with your big defensive linemen, players that we don't talk about all the time. Physicality seems to take on even an added layer of importance in the playoffs.
The Chargers have a pretty talented core of receivers. Pats coach Bill Belichick praised them at his Wednesday news conference, especially LA's top receiver, Keenan Allen.
Keenan Allen's as good a receiver as there's in the National Football League. Big, quick, tough after the catch, hard guy to tackle, very good route runner, exceptional route runner, great hands, concentration.
Can the Pats keep up with Allen and the rest of the Chargers receivers?
One of the reasons they can is the presence of their all-pro cornerback, Stephon Gilmore. That will be one of the stories we'll be watching, is do the Patriots match him up specifically against Keenan Allen, because he has shown this year that when he matches up against top receivers, he can limit their production.
Who has the edge, Patriots or the Chargers?
I would say the Patriots. They're at home. They were 8-0 at home this season, and also coming off a playoff bye is so significant. They're well-rested, they're healthier than the Chargers, and while the teams are very even talent-wise, the fresher team and the team at home usually has the advantage in the playoffs.
And one last question, the weather. Forecast for Sunday in Foxborough show highs in the 20s. The Chargers, of course, are used to playing in the warmth of California. Will the weather be an advantage for the Pats?
It can be a significant advantage. Tom Brady, one of the best cold weather quarterbacks in NFL history. The Patriots practiced this week in snow. I was out there on Thursday and there were snow flurries and blustery winds. It will come down to execution, but if it's close, the cold certainly favors the Patriots.
Well, let's hope for bad weather and a good game for the Patriots. Mike Reese reports on the New England Patriots for ESPNBoston.com. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Thanks for having me, Bob.